Thank God. Thank you for the sharing from Pastor Deborah. Today you see I wear the black jacket. I have never wore it. Simo said I did, but I forgot. I wore it for Jesus. Because today, we have come to the last three chapters and the last paragraph. That is the last three paragraphs, but among these three, this is the first chapter. It's talking about the death of Jesus and his resurrection later. From chapter 16, from Caesarea Philippi, the half year's journey. And now this is the time, the last. The front part of chapter 26, verse 1 to 13, or even to 16, verse 16. It is about Tuesday or Wednesday. But from verse 16, it is Thursday. On Friday, Jesus is crucified. The last week, the last few days. So that's why I wear this jacket for Jesus. I honor my Lord. I thank my Lord. And also, I remember him to die for me. And today, chapter 26 is very long, but I only focus on 2 points. One is Lord prepare himself. Our Lord prepared himself well and then go on the journey to being crucified. And the second point is we can see the weaknesses of human. On the one side, Jesus prepared well for himself. If he hasn't prepared well, nobody can do anything on him. Just like the past 3.5 years, nobody can harm him. It is himself who hand over himself to others. And second point is talking about people reject him and the witnesses and the decay of a human being. But because of this, a witnesses of human, Jesus died, and these two focuses that I'm going to tell you today. And from these two focuses, so that's why I divide this chapter into two paragraphs. I want to give you a topic today. I will make my topic with verse 18. He replied, "Go into the city to a certain man and tell him, the teacher says that my appointed time is near." I make my topic as my appointed time is near. Let us all talk about verse 1 to 46, that is paragraph 1. The topic I am going to give is prepare for death. From verse 1 to 46, we can see how Jesus prepared himself. He's willing to go on this journey. Verse 1, when Jesus had finished saying all these things, he said to his disciples, as you know, the Passover is 2 days away, and the Son of Man will be handed over to be crucified. 2 days more, it will be Passover, and this is Friday. And the Son of Man will be handed over to be crucified. Jesus mentioned this for a few times. From Caesar Philippi, and he mentioned about this to his disciples, and then he walked through all the way to Jerusalem. And now this is the last moment. When Jesus had finished saying all these things, it points to the words that he mentioned in chapter 24 and 25. And the last time, the disciples asked Jesus, when is the last time when you come back? And then that's why Jesus mentioned to them all the things in chapter 24 and 25. And he mentioned about the parables of the kingdom of heaven. And he talked about that moment, that hour, what happened. And we read through chapter 24 and 25 already. And today, we're going into chapter 26. And when Jesus had finished saying all these things, it mentioned in the Bible here. And he said, when he finished everything that he wanted to say to his disciples, he make everything clear. And then he said to his disciples, as you know, the Passover is 2 days away. And the Son of Man, that is himself, will be handed over to be crucified. And he talked to his disciples, and that means he prepared himself well. He answered all the questions from the disciples. And the kingdom of heaven is going to be accomplished. And the disciples must be alert. They have to go into the kingdom of heaven. And last time he mentioned about a few parables. He mentioned you have to love each other, you have to be alert, and you have to live out kindness. And you have to wait for the last moment of the coming of the kingdom of heaven after finish all these things. And then he said to his disciples, as you know, the Passover is 2 days away and I'm going to be handed over to be crucified. And verse 3. Then, that is when Jesus finished every sayings to his disciples. And then, the chief priests and the elders of the people assembled in the palace of the high priest, whose name was Caiaphas, and they plotted to arrest Jesus in some slight way and killed him. On the one hand, Jesus is well prepared himself, and he commanded all his disciples to all the things that they ought to know and they ought to do. And then the chief priests and the elders of the people assembled together and they want to kill Jesus. But to Jesus, he prepared well. And we can see the preparation of Jesus, and he prepared his disciples. Verse 6 to 13 is talking about Mary who prepared for the burial of Jesus. He came with an alabaster jar of very expensive perfume, which she poured on Jesus' head. And Jesus said it is a beautiful thing. But at the same time, we can see the weakness of the disciples. They treasure the value of the perfume rather than Jesus. But Jesus said, she has done a beautiful thing to me. This is for my burial. Not only we can see the heart of Mary, but also we can see that Jesus prepared himself well. He let Mary do this thing on him. He knows that it is for his burial. I think the whole world, only Jesus can experience that when he was when he is alive, somebody is buried for, prepare the burial for him. You talk with your neighbor now, and now I'm going to pour out some perfume on you. What is your feeling? That's so strange, right? But Jesus let Mary do it. Prepare himself. He is going to be buried. He has his own will. He knows what happened. I think only Jesus on this world will do this. All the people will only be buried and anointed after their death, but only Jesus when he is still alive. In this public place, he's buried. He knows what's happening. He prepared himself well. From verse 14 to 16, we can see that Judas betrayed Jesus. Tell Pastor Deborah just shit. It's good. She talked about 30 silver coins. It is the cost of buying a slave. This 30 silver coins, the value of it is non-comparable with uncomparable to the expensive perfume. But the point is, Jesus is going to be betrayed. His disciple betrayed him. He trusts this disciple. He hand over all the money to this disciple. This disciple managed the money. But this disciple wants the money rather than God. We can see the decay of the human beings. But Jesus knows this. We can see the next paragraph. Verse 17 to 23. This is the first day of the Feast of the Unleavened Bread. That should be the first day. And the disciples came to Jesus and asked, "Where do you want us to make preparations for you to eat the Passover?" And Jesus replied, "Go into the city to a certain man and tell him, 'The teacher says, my appointed time is near. I am going to celebrate the Passover with my disciples at your house.'" He said that my disciples will celebrate the Passover in your house. This is a miracle too. And today I asked Ruby and Debbie to go to Chim Sha Sui. And you can see a person and say that I will stay at your home and take a meal. I think he will not pay attention to you. But here, this thing accomplished. Jesus said, "My appointed time is near." This place, the time, the original text is Kairos. This is not, the date is not in the order. Actually, it mentioned about the time that God's going to work. From Kaiser Philippi, when he said that I'm going to die, and after half a year, and now this is the time. In the United Version, that is the Chinese version, it mentioned it is at hand. The translation is at hand, it is ready. That is ready. The Kairos moment is ready. That means I am ready for this Kairos moment. Abide the Passover. Celebrate it. So that's why when the evening came, the 12 disciples had the celebration with Jesus. And then during the meal, and Jesus pointed out that Judas is going to betray him. And Jesus said to Judah, it is not pointing it out before all the disciples. If you understand, you understand. If you don't understand, you don't. He said, the one who has dipped his hand into the bowl with me will betray me. All people saw it, but nobody replied. I tell you, if I were Peter, at this moment, I would just rise up and I will hit this Judas. Because I can see it. And Judas said, verse 25, then Judas, the one who would betray him, said, surely not I, Rabbi. Jesus answered, yes, it is you. How come it is recorded in the Bible in this way? It is recorded the corruption of Judas, and also he has not repented. He has already discussed with the priests. And Jesus said, I know. Judah said, isn't it me? Do you mean me? And Jesus answered, yes, it is you. Yes, it is you. And Judas, in the darkness, he went out. He went to the path leading to eternal death. Of course, we can see the corruption of human beings. And also, we can see that Jesus' preparation. He's prepared himself for his death. All he could do is give a look to Peter, and Peter will rise up and hit him. Jesus can do this, but he didn't. But Jesus knows. And he said that my appointed time is near. He's betrayed. He's buried. And at this moment, our Lord made the new covenant, and he's betrayed it, and at the same time he set it up. While they were eating, Jesus took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, take and eat, this is my body. Then he took the cup, gave thanks, and offered it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you. This is my body of the covenant, which is brought out for many for the forgiveness of sins." He made this covenant, the new covenant. This is the complete salvation. This is the moment of Jesus, the Kairos moment. And he made a covenant with his disciples. And he said that I will not drink of this fruit of the vine from now on, until that day when I drink it anew with you in my Father's kingdom. He also mentioned that he is going to die. He is no longer taking this vine. This cup is the last cup that he take on this earth. To us, there is a confrontation too. When you take this water or a drink, after that, I will not drink water anymore. And Jesus said, until I resurrect, I will take it again. The last cup of the fruit of the vine. Nobody will say that, oh, I drink this cup and then I will never drink it again. The last cup. This cup is actually the blood for the sins of human beings. Verse 31 to 35. Jesus prophesies that Peter's denial. Of course, Peter said no. Everybody says so. And even they will say that even though I have to die with you, I am willing. But all of them fall. From verse 36 to 39, we can see it is Gethsemane. Disciples are with Jesus. At there, we can see Jesus' deep submission. He brought the disciples to Gethsemane, and then he brought a few of them and moved forward, and he prayed there. And he said to God, whether this cup can be taken from him, yet not as he will, but as God will. When facing death, it is not easy. Jesus doesn't say that, oh, huh, if I have to perish, I perish. No, I think Pastor Deborah can do it. Maybe Pastor Deborah is not like a person, is not a human being. But joking only. But Jesus has this character. He's full of humanity. Maybe it is Pastor Deborah, she said that, oh, this is the moment, ha ha ha. But no. Seems that she's a little bit insane. But Jesus' character is more like you and me, unlike Pastor Deborah. When facing death, facing the pain of the cross, who can bear? Jesus knows that he cannot bear. Nobody can bear. Three times he asked God to take away this cup from him. But still he said, don't do it according to my will, but according to yours. And you know that he come to this earth, and this is the curious moment. The curious moment. The time has come. This is the appointed time. But when facing this moment, who can bear? Our Lord is so strong, and he cannot bear. And he said to the Father and said, can it not be like this? But do it according to your will. He struggled, but he submitted. He submit totally. Verse 45. Then he went to his disciples and said to them, are you still sleeping and resting? Look, the hour is near. The hour of the curious moment has come. The Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us go. Here comes my betrayer. Our Lord is so clear. He knows that he is betrayed. And he prayed to Father God. And he's willing to die. He's willing to die. When they talk during their conversation in Gethsemane, and Judas brought somebody to take him, to arrest him. But we can see the heart of Jesus, his willing heart. That is it. He no longer struggled. He did not resist. And he submit himself. So now we go to second paragraph from verse 47 to 75. And he was handed over to the Sanhedrin. In verse 47, while they have the conversation, and Judas brought somebody to arrest them. So that's why the group of people want to arrest him, because Judas kissed his lips. And then Peter put up his sword and cut. And then Jesus asked him to put the sword back into its place. And he asked his disciples, don't resist, don't fight against, and let it be. Do you think I can call on my Father and he will at once put at my disposal more than 12 legions of angels? But how then would the scriptures be fulfilled that say it must happen in this way? But how then would the scriptures be fulfilled that say it must happen in this way? Verse 54. That means if he do not go on to the cross, then the scriptures will not be fulfilled. And all this happened because it has all take place that the writings of the prophets might be fulfilled. In verse 56, then he was arrested and took to the Sanhedrin, and he was under the judgment. And everybody's looking for the false evidence against Jesus. And there are many false evidence. But he could not be put into sentence. Even though there are many, many false evidences. And all Jesus replied is yes. What you said is correct. But when this Caiaphas mentioned to him, are you the son of God? And he has to reply. So that's why he said, yes, it is as you say. And then the high priest sent him to sentenced. And everybody said that he must die. He is worthy of death. And that's why they struck him with their faces. And Peter saw this sin in the courtyard. But he denied, disowns Jesus for three times. First of all, he said that, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what you're talking about. And second time, and he also said, I don't know this man. And he even talked it with an oath. And the third time, and he also said that, I don't know that man. And then the rooster crows, and Peter went out and wept. And we can see the corruption of people, the witnesses of people, of human beings. Just like Peter, we're so weak. Many witnesses. What we taught, what we promised, we could not achieve. We don't have enough love for Jesus. We can see that as a hindrance, and also the high priest, the chief priest, they really want to kill Jesus. But we can also see that if Jesus is not willing to hand over himself to them, and nobody can touch him. Jesus is willing to hand over himself to them. Because he has to fulfill the kingdom of heaven. So that you and I can go into the kingdom of heaven. If Jesus don't die for us, and we still have our sins, no matter how hard we do our works, we cannot go into the kingdom of heaven. No matter how greatness of the works that you have done, you cannot go into the kingdom of heaven, but you have to go into the eternal fire. But Jesus died for us. Only when we are willing to believe, and then we live out this faith, takes care of all other people, have the love of God. If you have faith, you must have love. When you follow Jesus, you must go on the path that Jesus has prepared for you. And you will not say that, oh, I follow Jesus and I go on the path of the world. It is not good and you will not be saved. But Jesus died for us. He's willing. He thought about it thoroughly. And he understand this is the time of him. And he prepared himself well. And he walked on. Let us all close our eyes. And let this word go into your spirit. Holy Spirit, you open up the spiritual eyes of my brothers and sisters so we can see in our spirit. The realm of the Bible and also the realm of the truth. Let us all go into it. We can see that Jesus is willing to go on the path of the cross. After you command us, after all his teachings, he get himself ready as the Passover lamb. Holy Spirit, you also open our eyes so that we can see that Mary's alabaster jar, she poured the perfume over Jesus for his burial. Judas went to see the high priest and betrayed Jesus. Oh Lord, you come and also with us receive the Passover meal, and this is also the covenant of your blood. At that time, Jesus said to you, "Child, my time is near. And let us all partake this Holy Communion with Jesus. We take the bread and also the blood. We don't understand." And we said to Jesus, "Oh no, Jesus, it could not be on you. You will not die. We have to protect you." Child, on any matters, you want to rise up and protect the Lord. It is so fleshy. Jesus brought you to Gethsemane. We were there and we are slobbering. Three times we fall into a sleep, and Jesus come and wake you up. Can you be watchful and pray for a moment? But when facing that darkness in that warfare, Jesus was so alone, and he moved forward. And as we want to protect him, but still we fall into a sleep. And he faced death himself. He faced enemies himself. Jesus wins. And he wake you up. And he said, "My appointed time is near." The betrayer is near. And Judas brought a group of people and take Jesus. And we all ran away. All the disciples ran away. And in the Sanhedrin, he was under judgment. And he admitted that he is the Son of God. And the chief priests sentenced him to death for this word. Hit him. Somebody says to you, "You are the disciple of Jesus." And you said that, "I don't know him. I took an oath and say that I don't know him. I took an oath and said that I don't know him." And then the rooster crowed three times. And you look at the eyes of Jesus. At this moment, Jesus turned his head and he looked you back. And then you wept outside. Oh Lord, you let our spirit go through this experience, go through the moment that you prepared yourself well and you're willing to die for us. And we can see the corruption and weaknesses of human beings, my weaknesses. And the power of the old kingdom would like to crucify you. And you're willing to hand yourself over. Oh Lord, let us go through this truth, the truth of this chapter. And then we can receive the humility and submissive heart of you, so that when we face the situation that we are in, we are willing to submit and obey like you. We submit ourselves to you. Thank you for preparing yourself well for us. Thank you. May the Holy Spirit put its truth into you. May you have the measure of Jesus Christ. You have the heart of submission and humility. Oh Lord, you help all of us. And we praise you. In the name of Jesus. Amen.